Now, I want to ask you whether you've been keeping tabs on the Justice John Tlope case that's been going on for a few weeks now. And it all arises out of a complaint that one of his deputies has made against him. And it's been a matter of public record that Judge Patricia Goliath, who's Deputy Judge President of the Western Cape, has brought a number of serious charges against her boss, right? And it's not the first time he's been in trouble, but essentially she's accusing him of quite a number of things. And, you know, one of them, as Judge Justice Johan Krechler reminds us in the Daily Maverick today, is that John Tlope tried to manipulate an important case in Jacob Zuma's favor. And it's so similar to a case against him or an allegation against him that arose about 12 years ago when he was when the Constitutional Court judges brought a similar charge against him and complained that two of their members were actually biased towards Jacob Zuma and were essentially executing bias in the cases that they were looking into. And that was a very, very serious allegation, but it was kind of swept under the carpet. It didn't really go anywhere, as I recall, at the time. Now, the Deputy Judge President, Patricia Goliath, has brought a number of charges. And she's spoken about the fact that John Tlope, his wife, for example, operates in the same offices and that he's shown favoritism towards her and so forth, you know, that certain positions have been filled by her that potentially others could have applied for and could have been awarded. There are all sorts of allegations, but John Tlope is a man who has courted controversy for a number of years. And Justice Johan Krechler has written an interesting piece in Daily Maverick that calls into question the integrity of particular judges who sit on the bench and what we should be doing about them or what should be done about them as a means of restoring or maintaining public confidence in the judiciary. And why we thought it was important that we tackle this is because in recent years we've seen certain slips in regard to this. Think of the judge in Nkolo Matata case, where he was accused of being drunk and having driven into a wall, used foul language against the resident, as well as racist language. That case was finally concluded after well over a decade, right? But he was sitting at home earning at our taxpayers' expense. And then there was the other issue more recently of a judge who's made some bizarre findings in regard, particularly in regard to rape, child rape in some cases. We're waiting for the Judicial Service Commission to actually act on this and see whether anything is going to be done in regards to that. It's the Magistrates Commission, first of all, of course, that must look at her case first. But the wheels of justice are turning very slowly in regard to that too. So what does it mean if we can't believe, if we can't trust in the very people that we turn to for justice at particular points in our history as a country where, you know, we are simply at loggerheads over what constitutes fairness? Let's bring into the conversation former Justice of the Constitutional Court, Judge Johan Krechler, whom you may also be aware chairs the civil society organization Freedom Under Law. Justice, good afternoon and thank you very much for your time on Afternoon Drive today. You've looked at this John Tlope matter very carefully in this column that you have written. And I must ask you, what do you think is an appropriate response to the charges that are being, or the complaint that has been laid against the Deputy Judge President or Judge President John Tlope?
Joanne, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to 702ers. You know, the Tlope matter is more importance than merely because there have been recent complaints against him by his deputy judge president. The Tlope matter is important because it is exemplary. It demonstrates that there is something wrong with the way that the disciplining mechanism relating to judges is being implemented. If you could have had the Motata case hanging around for a decade and eventually the man is let off with a proverbial slap on the wrist, or if you could have Judge President Tlope nearly 12 years after he was charged by judges of the Constitutional Court with a serious crime, still around, there's something seriously wrong. And that's what we should be looking at the moment. Why is the mechanism not working?
Well, I mean, the question is the mechanism not working, or does it work very slowly? We've had the Chief Justice Mogoeng's office defending the Western Cape High Court judges who are not commenting on this issue. We've heard him say in the Sowetan, for example, that he trusts the JSC, the Judicial Service Commission, to do their work without fear, favour or prejudice. So is it just that they take their time about it, or that they don't do what they're supposed to do?
It's not a question of trusting them or not trusting them or undermining the judiciary. The mechanism is good. The mechanism is sound. The mechanism is designed to protect judges against unfair, unjustified criticism. But at the same time, the mechanism is designed to protect you and me and the public against improper judgments being given by bad judges being left on the bench, by judges misbehaving seriously and not being appropriately dealt with. The problem is not that they have to be fearless and act fairly and properly. The Judicial Service Commission has not done its job. It has allowed Judge Slope to duck and dive for more than a decade and never firmly be called to account. That's not being fair. That's being lackadaisical.
You've made the point, Justice, that in various other professions, someone who is suspected of a very serious breach of conduct would immediately be suspended. Is there a reason that doesn't happen in cases like this within the judiciary?
Of course it should happen like that. But in no profession anywhere in the world can you be allowed to use Stalingrad tactics indefinitely and not be called to account. On the contrary, in the case of a judge whose conduct has got to be trusted implicitly by everybody, the procedure has to be implemented and pursued and completed with due expedition, which means getting on with the job and getting done with the job, not allowing Mr. Justice Slope for 12 years to say, I've got a medical certificate, I've got a new lawyer, I've got another lawyer, I want to argue about the fees of being paid to my lawyer, I don't like who is presiding in the proceedings before me, and use such tactics to avoid coming to terms with his accusers.
Well, why do you think the JSC has failed to do the work it's supposed to do in preventing individuals of this nature from perhaps getting away from facing the might of the law?
Sorry, say that again?
Well, why do you think the JSC has allowed this kind of thing to happen, where certain individuals who may be accused of serious misconduct, who occupy the bench, why have they allowed them seemingly to get away with it?
I cannot answer for them. What I can tell you is that in the first instance, way back nearly 11 years ago, freedom under law had to go to court to have the Judicial Service Commission's conduct set aside by an order of court. The Judicial Service Commission had decided to just cover up, sweep the Constitutional Court judges' complaints against Judge Slope under the carpet. We had to go to court to get a court order to tell them to hear the case with all due expedition. It was a hollow order because he has to this day not yet been tried.
Justice, you make the point so well in this article that a judge has to be led by his or her conscience, that the sort of mechanisms that exist in other professions for action to be taken against people who do not do that does not exist within the judiciary, right? And unsurprisingly, the system is designed that way to protect the independence of judges and to ensure that they can do their work without fear of repercussions. But on the other hand, may it not be argued that judges are human beings as well, and that perhaps they've been given too much credit in terms of what is expected of them in terms of morality, in terms of ethics, and that some of them will simply not be able to live up to that code?
My man, judges are human beings. I know that better than most, having been with one and lived with many for many years. They are as sinful and as weak and as strong as the next person. But they are put in a position of high trust, and more is expected of them, and they have to live up to that standard. And if they don't, they must go.
Thank you for speaking to us this evening, Judge Johan Krechler, former Justice of the Constitutional Court.